We are learning Masech Nesedarim Daf Peizayin and Mabeis, and we're beginning the Mishnah Daf Peizayin and Aleph. The Mishnah says like this: Amra Isha says, "Koinim Teinim Vanovim Elu." She makes a neder; she's not going to eat these Teinim and Anovim. Shani Teemes. So Halacha is Kayim LeTeinim Kuloi Kayim Hofer LeTeinim Einim Ufaat Sheyufar Afla Anovim, which means like this: that a Kayim B'Miksas is Mekayim the whole neder. Here we're talking about Koinim Teinim Anovim. It's one neder that includes figs and grapes. So if the husband says that I'm being making it, the halacha is, if you make him, you just make him a kayim just to ain him, it works as well for the anovim, because we'll see in the Gemara that we darshan that miksas kiyim is called a kiyim. Hafrila to ain him, then ain him mufa'achiyefer afla anovim. If you make it to ain him, the halacha is that it's not mufa until you do the anovim also. The Rana has two pshatim. Either means that, of course, for the ta'inim, the hafara works, but only for ta'inim, not for the anovim. And it doesn't work for anovim until you do the anovim also, because hafara mixa is not called hafara on the whole thing. There's another pshat in the Ran. That means nothing is chal. If it's not chal for the whole thing, nothing is chal. Two pshatim in the Ran. But if she says, Amro kainim ta'ino, shanita emes, vanova shanita emes, she makes each thing separately, on the figs separately, on the grapes separately, Hare elu shnei nedarim. That's called two separate nedarim, and therefore, if you can be made for each one by itself, and mekayim each one by itself, they're not connected to each other. The Ran speaks out that, of course, if you are made for them together, you could. Because that's what the Sefta says, I'm allowed to be made for two different nedarim at one time. But here, they're not totally separate, therefore, you can have Hakama on part of it, or just on far on part of it. Just one aura that I didn't really see someone talk about is that L'chayra, you have to know if we're going to go to Rabbi Yaisi, who's usually pretty machmir, for some reason this, I guess, is called Inu Nefesh. Well, maybe he's talking about here, it's Alts Beinu Lebeinu, which Rabbi Yaisi agrees, which din they're being made for this, either Alts Inu Nefesh, Alts Affliction, or Alts Beinu Lebeinu. But either way, the halacha of our Mishnah, that's the Gaya us, is that there's halacha by Kiyim, Miksash Ma Kiyim, but regarding Afara, there Afara Miksas, not called Afara. Except Tupshotim in the Ran, what that means exactly. Is Afara Chal only for Te'enim and not for Anovim? Or is not Chal for anything since he didn't do it Anovim as well? We'll just continue with that discussion when we see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Moni Masisim. Which Tana is our Mishnah? Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Tani Linton of Bryce. So it says in the Pasuk, Ishi Kamenu Vishi Farenu. So what does that mean? Amra koinim te'inim anovim elu shani te'emes. If she makes a neder on te'inim anovim that she's not going to taste it, kayim te'inim. Kula kayim. If she makes a kiyim on the te'inim alone, that helps for the whole thing. The whole thing is kayim, including the anovim also. That's the halacha. On top of the base, hafel te'inim, einim mufar, ach yufar af anovim. But if she's made for the te'inim, it doesn't work for the anovim as well. And like we said, tupshatim either means for the te'inim it does work, or it works for nothing. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Kiva, so what's the drasha? The drasha is because it says, isha yikemenu, yokim mimenu. We darshan that part of it is hakama is enough. We darshan isha yikemenu, isha yikemenu, like the Bryce said. Yikemenu stands for yokim mimenu, be making part of it is enough. Rabbi Kiva, August Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Hareyu aimer, isha yikemenu, isha yikemenu, ma yikemenu mimenu, which Gemara thought meant that Rabbi Kiva is saying, same way you make a drasha, yikemenu means yokim mimenu, part of it, yifrenu also means yofer part of it. Af yifrenu mimenu. Rabbi Shmuel says back, Miksiv Yofim Imenu. It doesn't say Yofim Imenu. It says Yofirenu. It doesn't say anything where any mem over there. Mashekim Yikimenu, you can read it, Yokim Imenu, but Yofirenu can't read it. So what was Rabbi Kiva tining? So tomorrow, Rabbi Kiva means like this. Rabbi Kiva Makish Hafara Lahakama. Mahakama Imenu, Af Hafara Imenu. Rabbi Kiva is saying, you're right. I hear you draw Yokim Imenu, Miksas Hakama is enough, but Hafara should be the same thing. Why? Because of Hekish. Yishikimenu, Yishifirenu. It is a heckish one to another one. Just like it's possible to make kayim part of it, and that's called a kiyim on the whole entire neder, hafara as well would also be considered hafara on the entire neder. Now, you don't always make a heckish from hakama to hafara. For example, we said hakama beliboy in your heart works, hafara does not work. You don't make a heckish to each other. So the Rambam before on the Pevav Amabez has a arichas about this. On the bottom of Pevav Amabez, and he says the only time you make this heckish is only Nedarim, the only halachas that said in this pasuk ishu kemenu v'ishu farenu. Since this pasuk mimenu is in that pasuk, then you make a hekesh one to another. So Rekiva is tining, just like you have hakom mixes, you have fara mixes as well, that's a hekesh. That's both Rav Shmuel and Rav Kiva Machlekes. Rav Chama Imrim Makish Hakama LaAfara. Make a Hekesh Hakama LaAfara. He agrees to make a Hekesh also, but the other way. Ma'afara Mash Heifer Heifer Hakama Mash Kayim Kayim, which means that just like Hafara is only chal when I'm being made for, Hakama also is only chal and what I'm being making on. And therefore, it's a third shita. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Hakama mixes Shma Hakama, Hafara mixes Loishma Hafara. Rabbi Akiva says they're both called hafara, and Rabbanan say they're both not called. Both are not only made for what it is. Now the Ram points out that this girsa sounds very much. We keep saying two pshatim in Rabbi Shmuel. If hafara means hafara te'enim, hafara mixas will not work. Does it work at least for te'enim or works for nothing? So here it sounds like it works halfway because it's masha hefer hefer, masha hekim hekim. That's what it sounds like. So that's what it would sound like from this girsa. So the Ram says, "Echanai v'asa sounds like this girsa." But he says, Tosefta says that clearly, that if you know the Ta'anim and Anavim, and you're made for only the Ta'anim and not the Anavim, it's not Chal at all. The Hafara is not Chal at all. And the Ran really held this as the Iker Girsa, like we had before, also Shaydiya, that you have to be made for the entire Nether. You can't be made for half a Nether. Therefore, he says, for that, you have to be Geras and Nacham different. And you Geras like this, Avacham Oimrim, Mahafara, Masha Hefer, Loihufar, Avacham Masha Kayim, Loikayim. Which means, if he does Geras, you're going to say, the Rabbanan say, no, just like Hafara, you're saying, nothing is Chal, so Akam also, nothing will be Chal. Akapanim, the bottom line is, just to give a sikum of the three shittas here, so the three shittas are Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Racham. And there's different pshatim in them. Rabbi Akiva is very clear that he holds that just like Kiyim b'miksas is a Kayim the whole neder, Hafara miksas also exceeds a Hafara on the entire neder. That's very clear, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon, it depends on pshatim in the Ran. Lefi, the first mahalach in the Ran, it works like this. Rabbi Shmuel says that Kayim b'miksas is a tire kiyim. Hafar b'miksas only works for the Ta'inim. And the Rabbanan say, just like Hafar only works for the Ta'inim, Kayim only works for the Ta'inim. That's shot number one. Shot number two is, Rabbi Shmuel says that Hafar b'miksas, lo yishma Hafar, nothing is chal, but Akama is chal, like mikotza la kotza. Akama is everything, Hafar is nothing. And Rabbanan say, just like Hafar is nothing, Hakama is nothing also. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah, end of the Mishnah, Amra Koinim Te'ina, and he made it two separate nether. The Lashon was, Amra Koinim Te'ina Shani Te'emes, Va'anova Shani Te'emes. So it's called two nedarim. So it's mashma, it's only it's called two nedarim, because I spoke out Sha'ani Te'emes twice. So who is that like? Amra Rav Masisim Rabbi Shimonid, Amra Achyemes Shvul Echol Echav Echad. It's Allah and Echav Shvus, that if five people are being tevei you, and you say, they're asking you for $100, you say, Shvua She'en Lecha B'yadi Le'loch, 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 Yechayim, each one a separate shvua. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have to say the word shvua of each one. You have to say shvua le'loch, shvua le'loch, shvua le'loch. Here also, if you just said koinim shani te'emes, lo'y te'enev le'anava, would not be enough for Rabbi Shimon. You have to speak out again, another lashon neder, shani te'emes twice, or lashon koinim twice, for some rishonim, in order to separate the two. And our mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon that speaks out, you have to speak out both shani te'emes twice. And the Ram points out that we spoke out before, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Nu Mishnah. Yedei ani shiyash nedarim. If the husband knows that the isha made a neder, he knows she made a neder. But he knows it's a real neder. But he didn't know that he has a right to be made for it. So is that called yom shama or not? So yedei ani shiyash nedarim. Ava ini yedei shiyash mafirim. So yofer, when he finds out that he could be made for it, that's called a yom shama. And he could be made for it on that day. Even though he heard it 3 weeks ago, but 3 weeks ago he did not know he could be made for it. Therefore, it's not called the Yom Shammai, and he can make for it today. But Yodea needs Yesh Mafirim. He knew that a Baal has a koyach to be made for. Ava eini Yodea shezeh neder. But he does not know if this is a neder or not. Which means he doesn't know if this is qualifies for the nedarim of either Nefesh or Beinoy Levinoy. He doesn't know the halachas. He's not sure if this is included, that neder. So he wasn't made for it. He didn't know. Shemeo eim lo yofer. It's too late. You heard it that day. That's a Yom Shammai. Too bad. V'chamar eim yofer. Chamar say, no, I still could be made for. And the first day is not called a Yom Shammai. It's not called Yom Shammai. So we'll see, really, there's really two pshatim in this Rambam and the Chumash. What Machlokes is, we're going to go be'ikar with the Ran's second pshat, which he holds as the Iker pshat. And that pshat is, the Rambam says that you can be made for the day you heard it, even though you were not 100% sure you can be made for it. What you could do is be made for it no matter what. Just say, I'm being made for it today. I'm not sure if this is included in being able to know, but I'm being, well, inside I could do it, I'm being made for it. That's what you should have said. And if you didn't say it that day, so then, by the 2 weeks later, when he finds out that this is the right type of nether, it's too late to be made for it. That's what Meir says. Muhammad say, no, that's not called the idea. That's not called the idea that because he didn't know this was a nether included in the things that he could be made for. And therefore, he can be made for B'yom Shalacharov that since in the first day he didn't know that this is a called nether, it's not called the idea. So according to Rambam, it's called the idea because even though it's not 100% that he knows that he can make for this type of nedarim, but he should have done it just in case. It's not called the idea. That's the Chacham and the Chacham. But Rambam agrees in the Reisha that is not enough of a yediyah, that he knows that she has a neder, since he doesn't know that he can be made for it, that's not enough of a yediyah. The Rameh does agree in the ratio. So Gemara has a kasha on this. Again, we're going with the Ran's second shot, and we're going to go with that shot in our Gemara. V'raminu, we have a kasha. In Hilchas Golas, it says in the Pasuk, Hilchas Golas is someone who kills b'shoigeg. It says in the Pasuk, v'chol even asher yomus ba, any stone that someone get killed, b'lo ra'ois, he didn't see, v'yapa lo v'yomus, v'hu lo ayer v'lo, he didn't ambush the person, v'lo mevakash ra'os, he didn't want his bad. The lach is, he still goes to Golas because he killed someone b'shoigeg. So lashon b'lo ra'ois, the Braisa says, "B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, prat l'suma." Div Rabbi Yehuda. It's mashed by someone who can see other places, but a sumo who can't see is not included in the hilchos halachos of galus. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbi is a sumo, a mabra sumo. That because lemaisa, a sumo is someone who could see to a certain extent is more than a guy who does something by mistake. A sumo knows what's going on. He can't see clearly, but he hears things. He's aware of what's going on. But loy ra'ois means he didn't see anything at all. He did it by mistake, so therefore it includes a suma in the halachas of galus. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Gemara's kasha is that we see from here that Rabbi Meir holds that miksas yediyah shma yediyah. Why? Because here the suma doesn't have full yediyah, but we're calling him someone who has yediyah, who has a riya, even though he doesn't have full yediyah. So the kasha is that in the ratio of this Mishnah, Rabbi Meir agrees yediyah anish yesh adarim of any day shma firim yafir. Why? Why can he make for later on? Because that's not enough of a yediyah. L'chaira, if he knows that there's a neder, even if he does not know he could do hafara, it's called a mixas yediyah. According to our mayor, mixas yediyah is enough. You see, by galus, suma is called a yediyah. So mixas yediyah is enough. So it's a stira, Rameya. Like the Ram points out, Rav Yehuda is not shver, because Rav Yehuda holds that mixas yediyah lo yishma yediyah. It's not called yediyah. That is taka why Rav Yehuda sivi the chachamim holds he can be made for later on. In both cases, because mixes yediyah lo shma yediyah, but Rameya holds mixes yediyah shma yediyah. By regarding galus, suma is called a mixes yediyah, and that's called enough for yediyah. So why in the ratio of our mishnah, when he knows it's a darim, he could be made for later on. It's called yom shamay. He knew about that day. He knew about the net. It's called mixes yediyah. It should be enough that it should be called a yom shamay, and it can't be made for later on. That is the Gemara's kasha Rameya. There's a drasha upon the psukim. He brings the psukim. Rameya, but later on, it's the pasuk. So Ram says two truths to that. He says either right now the Gemara thinks that's not really a deek from the pasuk, just a svara, and they each putting their svara with onto the pasuk. Lav dafka the pasuk has mashmayis. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the kasha is learn out from the pasuk. You're right, it's a pasuk. Well, let's learn out from here. That mixes diyush my idea. That's the Gemara's kasha. For a mayor, if the rabbi's a suma, it's cool enough for the idea. We should learn out from there. That mixes diyush my idea. So Gemara answers Amar Rava. Hocham and Yonah the Krav. Hocham Yonah the Krav. The Marzah answered that here we have drasha. So Lefid Ran's first pshat that it wasn't real drasha. The Marzah says that here it is a real drasha. Or Lefid second pshat of Ran is that we should learn out from Ritzayach. We're going to say Ritzayach is different because there the psukim have a clear mashmoyis. One way it's not a riot to mix the idea shma idea or not. Amar Rava, how come you're on the craw on top pay ches mir alef? Amar Rava, how come you're on the craw? How come you're on the craw? Rabbi Yehuda saw Varuda holds Gabri Ritzayach ksiv. It says in the pasuk Ritzayach Vashi Yovei Yisrael bayar. He comes with his friend into the forest. Kol davar meliar. Everything comes. Any person could go into a forest. So when the pasuk starts off, the parasha goes Vashiyova Esreel Bayar, including everyone, including Asuma. Asuma meliarhu. Asuma also could go into the forest. So vi amris blei rois the rabbis Asuma. If blei rois is being marba Asuma, mayar nafko. We know already from Yar that the parasha includes blind people. We see from here, but loy rois prat l'suma. We are coming to exclude. Loy rois coming to be a miyat on suma because the suma is already included in the parasha. Why is it loy rois? We're saying someone can see clearly in other places, coming to exclude a suma. Rameyus of aksiv v'vidas. It says in the pasuk v'vidas. Kodava meida. Every person has das. V'suma lav meido. He's not a bar das. So you already know a suma is not included in the parasha. V'amrit blei rois prat suma. Blei rois coming to lafuke a suma v'vidas nafkle. We already know from the pasuk v'vidas that it's not including a suma. We know already it's not including a suma. El shmami no. We see from here v'loy rois that rabbis is a suma. We see from here that v'loy rois because you don't have a miyat achamit. Already from v'vidas already know a suma is not included in the parasha because a suma is not a bar das. It's not bardas here means someone who knows the mechav and makim chaver. It's meaning a bardas of mitzvahs because that's only a cheresh of the kata part of mitzvahs. Here means lav varmei. The Ran speaks out. She'ni yochel leida lechav makim chaver mamish. So already know from Validas that it's not clear Suma. So what's Blair Royce? Someone come to exclude Suma? You know the right to exclude Suma. It must be coming to Marba Suma, because ain't me Achamit Ella Rabbis. And we're not going to learn out from here anything about Mixes Adiyah, because here it's a special halacha regarding Ritzach. And therefore, it's not a kasha, Rameh, of course, could hold in the ratio of our Mishnah, the Idea Nishidarim, Amayin Deshafirim, even though it's a Mixes Adiyah, it's not enough of a Adiyah. But here, by Suma, since we know it's a Ribui, therefore, Suma is included in the parasha. Now, the Ran has another pshat in this machlekes in our Mishnah between Ramei and Rachamim, but we're not going to go into that. But if you want to see it, Ayin Shom, the first pshat in the Ran, is a little bit different than this pshat.